This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock, welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios, home of Good Morning NoCo, brought to you by Lemons Heating and Cooling. I'm Brian Gary, along with Susan Moore and Micah Kilpatrick, filling in the controls where he's at home in the studio there. Also, Dr. Bob sitting in the background as well, looking... critiquing. I feel like he's Charlie and we're his angels. That's right.
Well, morning, angel.
He is so brave to drive from Timnath to Greeley. I mean,
I don't like that. We're going to Holyoke tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to spend the night out there and see my son. And we're spending the night. We're going to go out for the day, but then we both realize. Neither of us are equipped to drive at night anymore.
I know. It's scary out there.
I just can't do it. I really can't. I
we
struggle.
Did this every day of our lives, drove to work in the dark.
That's true. And I do now, I do now, but it's 4 minutes downhill.
Yeah, okay.
I have two turns in my entire commute.
Wow.
I cannot hear a whole song. Unless it's, a 2.5 minute Christmas song.
How cool is that?
It's pretty neat. Yeah. It is. I do like it that. So we're going to dive into, there's a list of some movies we should be watching. Also, some new twists on cinnamon rolls, one of my favorite foods in the world as well. It's like Ask Brian segment.
Okay.
Was there anything that...
Well, now there's no right or wrong answer here, Brian.
I like those kind of ones.
Okay.
All right.
Have you heard from Uncle Gordy?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's funny you say that because, apparently we checked in with Gordy, who's living in Grandma Lola's house up there in Walhalla. And him and his boy Dustin are still there.
Oh,
and
cool.
They're taking things. They head on down to the bar owned by my other cousin Bradley named Chizzy's. They go there because he was a Chisholm. That was his last name.
Cool.
Absolutely. But, I got to thinking about them because I was looking at an article that was talking about some unique cinnamon roll fillings that you can do.
And
it got me thinking back to the big North Dakota State Fair. when I remember when Uncle Gordy and Uncle Leslie had opened up that cinnamon rolls store. It was cinnamon roly-olies. is what it was. And they were trying out some new flavors that the state fair had never seen before up there in North Dakota.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Same. Some people were coming in with those bacon ones and, putting some white chocolate and stuff in there, too. But that's where they came up with the Ludeman rolls, which was where they would swirl in just a little bit of that lutefisk in there with the cinnamon goo. And roll those up into pastry, and what a surprise.
What
a surprise. I tell you, the only ones who liked it, in the basement of the Lutheran church, there was a little flyer in the narthex that said to head on down there, and that there was going to be the big cinnamon roll feed. And I tell you what, to get a bunch of 80 to 90-year-olds there with no dentures and chowing away on a Ludeman roll, it was something to behold.
Okay.
It truly was. And then don't even get me started on the Norwegian burrito they did, which was just a cinnamon roll wrapped in lefse, covered in some kind of green stuff they thought was chili. It turned out it was relish. Really a weird tasting roll. That one didn't go over well, but that Ludeman roll, absolutely.
Okay.
That's how Gordy was able to buy Grandma's house.
Oh,
it was right there. Either that or he made them in there and everyone left.
Now you're talking. That's a fact, then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything else that you wanted to know there?
Well, not until I catch my breath.
And again, we might have peed a little there. That always
that's
makes
our
me kind of happy.
Yeah.
And those loosely based on the truth. A lot of these stories are. Yes. They really are. I had a buddy over last night. My fridge was out, and my appliance repairman is a dear buddy of mine, who a rodeo clown for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And him and I had done so many events together. We had done so many rodeos and concerts and things throughout the years. He's been a buddy of mine for as long as I've lived here, over 3 decades.
How cool.
And to get and just sit and visit, I knew he'd look at my fridge, which is dead. Dead. Need to get a new one. He's over, and rodeo stories start flying. Uh-huh. And there are a few things more entertaining than sitting around with a bunch of guys who have done rodeo and hearing the stories. But we were reliving one of the times that I had played cowboy poker. And what was fun was Zayden, my grandson, was there, and he was sitting in to hear our stories.
Oh.
And he was just sitting and laughing. And I talked about the time that we were playing cowboy poker, and it was me and Todd. And we had a guy who used to set up all of our broadcasts named Gordo. And do you remember Gordo at all?
I do.
He was one who, if he did win, he would go and get himself a trophy made for himself. He actually went and had a lighter made that said that he was the cowboy poker champion of the date that it was.
Oh,
I mean, you
God.
Talked about self-glossing and giving yourself, even if he lost, he bought a participation ribbon for himself to do.
Okay.
But we're out there, and the bull's released, and as soon as the clink of the gate went, Todd Harding's over the wall.
Okay, he's out.
He just took off. No way, done.
Yeah.
I'm out. Mm-hmm. I was stupid. Mm-hmm. And sat there for a while, and I was the second to the last one there. Gordo, of course, got an engraved lighter for this one. I think he might have won that one. But I'm going to leave the arena, and I'm running at my pace out of there. And then I went, wait, Woody's in the barrel. You know,
he
was. You know, my buddy was clowning, and I thought, I'm going to fight the bull because I've got Woody there in the barrel.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I don't know what I was thinking, but I stopped. I turned around. I grabbed that barrel and I start rolling at the bull. And the bull's looking at me like, child, please. You know, I mean, it just had this look like, what are you thinking? And I'm rolling it, and that bull does a little kick with his leg there, throwing a little dirt, put his head down, came running at that barrel, hit it, and I could feel the strength of that bull going through my body and my arms.
Uh-huh.
And I just freaked for a second. All of a sudden, I see Woody's head pop out of the barrel. Run! So I did, and I got out of there, but that was one of the last times I ever did that.
Good.
But, it was just fun sitting and telling some stories like that as well. The old Sundance days when we used to be out there doing rodeo, and he had a deal where he would blow up an oven trying to cook a pumpkin pie out there.
Oh.
It was, look, rodeo clown acts. Can be a little different.
Okay.
But he had over-gauged the explosives that he had put inside of this particular range.
Oh,
and
my.
To see a metal appliance turn to confetti.
Wow.
And the door go flying and luckily hit the side of the panels in the rodeo arena and not into the crowd.
Jeez.
Fun old stories. And that's why you see a lot of limps on some old rodeo cowboys.
Yes, indeed.
And that's why you see a lot of them going to the Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies as well. OCR has been, for as long as I can remember, they've been on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been the ones there who are taking care of contestants when something happens. Our young athletes in prep sports, OCR are the ones there. But I have seen, even if you go into OCR and you're going to see pictures of, you know, like old rodeo cowboys who still can do the things they used to do because they went and got checked out at OCR.
Yeah.
They can help you with that medicine of motion. Check them out today. You can even schedule an appointment. Just go to orthohealth.com for more information. attention. That's orthohealth.com for Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. What movies should we be watching this weekend? We'll find out next. Where?
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
.822. I kind of dig that. That's got a neat little groove to it. Brian, Gary, Susan Moore with you.
That our song?
I don't know what it is, but
it is nice.
I kind of like that little guitar group. What was that, Micah?
That is Gold on the Ceiling by the Black Keys.
Okay, now I am not real familiar with the music of the Black Keys. I, of course, know who they are, but hadn't heard much, but I like that vibe. I'm ahead of you there.
Yeah,
okay, you
are.
Just know they're the ones that aren't the white ones on the piano, right?
That's right.
That's
about it, yeah.
I figured that out. There's just something about when Susan gets in here, that North Dakota accent starts coming out there, and it just feels like at home, no?
I know. It's lovely.
It is. It's hard to believe that just 1 week from Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Are you guys doing Gosh, you have so much family now, Brian. Are you?
It has reached that point where you know of everybody getting together just doesn't happen. It's not real feasible because everyone's got their own traditions and their own
in-laws,
growing families that they need to accommodate as well. But and plus the fact that grandchild number 6 is going to be coming during the Christmas season. So the thought of making them cook, host, travel, do anything now just isn't going to happen.
Right.
But I do. I love, like I was saying, holidays built on food.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's wonderful. And you may be hearing from us because maybe we'll be alone. So we might be turkey friends.
Well, I like to make Thanksgiving dinner so we have leftovers because that's so good.
Yeah. There's something about leftover stuffing that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
You ever take the stuffing, put a little cranberry on there and make a stuffing sandwich?
I haven't yet.
No, neither have I, but it sounds like carb overload completely.
Yeah, like jelly on toast kind of thing.
Well, I'm seeing there's one sandwich shop that is doing a turkey dinner sub or something. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Where it's all of those things that you put on your plate put together in one sandwich.
Perfect.
That is thinking.
That's what we need.
All right. Here's what we need. Now, I will be watching movies today. I'm looking forward to. I'm going to watch that one battle after another with Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn. That will be. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But the USA Today every weekend they put out the 10 movies to stream right now.
Uh-huh.
Some ideas to check out for the weekend. So here are their 10 that you can watch if you have the services. These are on either Netflix, Disney, Hulu, HBO Max, Peacock, and Amazon Prime.
Okay.
All right. So these are the 10 they say we should check out. The new Bean Eddie. The deep dive documentary on Eddie Murphy. I haven't seen this yet, but I am curious to check that out. I find him interesting.
Well, I found he peaked way too early with Buckwheat on Saturday Night Live. That was the funniest skit ever.
And yes, when he was doing the album of songs, including the big hit Wookin' Panub, Wookin' Panub in all the wrong places. Wookin' Panub.
Okay.
Once, twice, three times a matey. That was. I love those. That was a great character.
Okay, maybe I will have to give that a peek.
it will be interesting because he kind of stepped away and did all that. I'm interested to see the story. Another recommendation on HBO Max. This is a movie I talked to you about a while ago, Eddington, which stars Pedro Pascal and Joaquin Phoenix. And Joaquin Phoenix, the sheriff of a small town, is during the COVID time, battle about the protocols and those kind of things, coming from some different sides of the fence on it.
Uh-huh.
And just an interesting movie with incredible actors.
See, carries a lot of weight.
Oh,
it, you know, you'll watch it even if it's not very good because the actors are so good.
This went through so many different vibes for me throughout the movie, but it was one that when I finished, I kept thinking about.
That's a really good sign that that movie affected you.
Yeah, Eddington on HBO Max. Also, Frankenstein on Netflix. Now, I have about 40 minutes to go in this. This is a long movie, but I've been trying to watch it because there is a lot of buzz of potential Academy Award activity with this adaptation of Frankenstein. Now, it's done by, did we decide it was Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, because Guillermo's the director.
And Benicio, the actor. Yeah, okay.
And now, they're both worth watching movies.
I agree. I agree. But definitely a different vibe to this, but I thought it was spooky. It's visually pretty cool.
Well, the guy starts off beautiful, doesn't he? Is he a handsome man?
There was actually a list that came out of the sexiest Frankensteins. From through the years, and
this was it.
He was in the top five.
Oh.
Not the sexiest Frankenstein.
Okay,
believe it or not.
Oh my!
Bride of Frankenstein. I can't remember who played that, but she came in second.
Oh.
On it. Another one recommended for this weekend, and I think a lot of families might check this out, Freakier Friday.
Oh.
With Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
That's on Disney Plus, and I remember the other movies, so I would check that one out. Netflix also has a another animated movie that is In Your Dreams. It is called, and those ones tend to go good, especially when you have a one-eyed plush giraffe who's sarcastic and has the name of Baloney Tony.
Oh.
That's appealing to me.
Yeah.
Also out on Peacock, suggested to watch this weekend, I'd like to see this, Nobody 2. You know, Bob Odenkirk, who,
yes
from Better Call Saul, was a surprise action star in the first Nobody movie. They came out with
really?
A sequel. Yeah, he runs a he runs afoul of a sadistic crime lord played by Sharon Stone.
Ooh,
in this, so
I like her.
Sounds interesting, and that's on Peacock. Another one that looks artistically kind of cool, but black and white, called Nouvelle Vague, which is on Netflix. It is it centers around the making of the 1960 movie Breathless. And I am not familiar with that movie. So if I don't know a movie, watching a movie about a movie that I don't know is not going to be at the top of my list.
That sounds like way too much work to dig into that, but I might.
I would agree with that.
I'll let you know.
The documentary lover in me will want to watch on HBO Max, One-to-One, John and Yoko. And this about the relationship of John and Yoko, not so much on their musical journey, but their activism and those kind of things that went on with them could be interesting. A movie that I want to watch because I love the people in it, but I just sense that I'll be disappointed. Playdate. Playdate on Prime, which is Kevin James and Alan Ritchson. Who plays Reacher?
Yep.
Reacher and Kevin James together.
Oh, my.
The possibilities of that are hilarious.
It's a comedy, obviously.
Gotta be.
Okay.
Action comedy, on Prime Video. And the other one they suggest that we watch is not going to happen in any way whatsoever. A very Jonas Christmas movie. I'll take a groan from that.
Oh,
I'll take a hard pass on that one.
Yeah.
So should we review it?
Well, are they singing? Are those our harmony?
They
might be
better
nice.
Be.
Yeah.
And they better not wear shirts in the whole movie. I'll tell you that right now. All right, another gorgeous day ahead. Should be a gorgeous weekend. We'll find out more details in the 9 o'clock hour. Cody Wilson, Front Range Weather Meteorologist, Denver and Front Range Weather Meteorologist, will be in for Wine at 9, Kevin McFarlane as well. So still some good stuff coming our way. And we'll have Smash or Trash this hour. And we'll talk about some of the new twists on some cinnamon rolls aside from the Ludeman rolls that we talked about earlier.
Those are so good.
Absolutely. So much more coming your way. Right where, Susan?
Well, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, 34, 26 in front of 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's good.
Every morning there's a Yes, I do too. Yeah. Hey, it's Brian Gary and Susan Moore with you. Tanner Schwint is on vacation. He'll be back with us on Monday morning. Look forward to him being all refreshed and
I look forward to it too.
No, the looking forward to part, I'm there with the refreshed, I'm doubting has happened because I think you I'm guessing there's been a lot of cattle work involved in this time off, but also guessing burning the candles during some times that aren't normally done when you've got to get up so early.
Yeah. Taking advantage of that is exhausting.
It certainly can be.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we were talking about cinnamon rolls earlier, which led into a little talk about Uncle Gordy and Leslie there. But there is an article. Where did this come from? The Takeout. And I see a lot of things, a lot of food things come from that website. But they were talking about 14 unique cinnamon roll fillings that you should try. Now, I love a cinnamon roll. And I know you're not big on cinnamon, but you like a caramel roll. And I'm guessing you can power through a cinnamon roll.
Well, I do. You know what? I'm starting to like cinnamon more and more. I must have had a bad cinnamon experience.
Well, sometimes it is so overdone. And it is such a powerful.
And makes you sneeze even, you know.
Well, and it's it sometimes it gives a burn and a flavor that just doesn't work. You know, I'm not one who ever went, I really want a piece of cinnamon gum.
Yeah.
You know, Big Red and Dentine cinnamon flavored was never
my deal. Green. Yeah, something sweet.
Fresh and refreshing, yes. Yeah. Well, here are some unique cinnamon roll fillings. Of course, bacon is mentioned as putting it. I've tried that. I've had it. Yeah. The bacon in a cinnamon roll. It's okay, it's bacon in a cinnamon roll, but you're really being rude to bacon. People have gotten carried away. We don't need bacon flavoring and everything, and yet I'm the guy who has bacon-flavored whiskey with peanut butter and banana flavoring, too.
Yeah.
Elvis's Midnight Snack.
Though. Yeah.
It is good.
Yeah.
Don't put bacon in Mountain Dew.
Wow, it got quiet. How do you do that?
I'm suggesting that you don't put bacon in Mountain Dew. I know Mountain Dew is taking some risks lately, but don't do it.
That was the loudest silence that I've heard in a long time. Good work, show killer. Pumpkin, another one to put in there. Again, we're just looking for crap to do with pumpkins. There's very few things you can do. I mean, once a year it gets its glory when it gets killed, cut up, and have a face in it.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, what the hell do we do with this? Hey, let's make some cinnamon rolls.
Okay. Are those pumpkin cake bar deals that I make?
Okay, now that was really that was dynamite, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I brought that home, and I know one was supposed to be for Kyla.
Good, enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Homemade fruit sauce. This looks kind of interesting, where they're putting cut up strawberries in a strawberry icing over the cinnamon roll.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that can hardly be bad. White chocolate. I'm seeing these cinnamon rolls rolled up, and they're sticking those little pieces of white chocolate, like chocolate chips, except mm-hmm. white chocolate ones, in there. Hard to think that would be bad. Here's another one where they crush up candies, like candy canes.
Uh-huh.
Crush those and put them on top. Cinnamon and peppermint.
Yeah, there's two lovely flavors, but they each need their own venue.
Sounds like one of the worst duos of the 60s. Cinnamon and peppermint. Or the ugliest strippers ever. Mixing chocolate in with your cinnamon rolls. That sounds good. I like this maple syrup over the top. Now,
yeah.
That I can see.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I love that. People mixing in Nutella with it. I still, to this day, have never eaten Nutella.
Bob used to be huge on Nutella.
That hazelnut chocolate spread?
But you have to put it on something.
Yeah, you're so-so on that, Micah?
Yeah, it feels like it's too much.
Of what, we're not sure, but it is too much. Cookies or cookie dough punched up and rolled in. Bourbon or whiskey. Well, now we're talking. We're getting close to oak and maple with that one, where you could have the waffles and the whiskey with that. Caramel on top of a cinnamon roll. You need to create that.
I can.
Okay. Cream cheese. Hell, that's the way they're done. Smothering them in jam would be tasty. I've never done that.
Yeah, that does sound good.
And they're showing them just naked. Nothing on them but a cup of coffee beside it.
Doesn't that sound good?
Actually, that coffee doesn't sound bad, but you know what also sounds really good is some wine, and we're going to get into that in a bit. But smash or trash is going to be coming your way next, so get ready. J9 Agency's text line is 888-530-0043. Get ready to sound off, because we're going to play smash or trash next.
A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Page 47, 13 in front of 9 o'clock. Habajiba. Welcome to Friday.
Habajiba. Wish I would have practiced piano. I could have played that song.
Oh, I've heard you, Knuckles.
Well, the season is coming up. I got to get brushed up on my carol playing.
Well, I do remember last time you and Kyla sat beside each other and regaled us with a little bit of piano music.
Silver Bells. Oh, yeah. Oh, when we played our duet, Heart and Soul.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always a crowd pleaser.
Oh, everybody.
Okay.
Smash or trash time. This is where we play a brand new song we haven't heard before, and I'm hoping I haven't heard this one before. I know Tanner pulled out a Zac Brown tune a while back, but the beautiful thing about being my age is I don't remember if I've done something or not.
Nice.
You know where I'm coming from.
Do.
We've probably had this talk before that I don't remember. But, Zac Brown Band, who Zach has been talking about, the pinnacle of his career, the mountain that he has been trying to climb, is this residency he's going to have at the Sphere. He's talked about how putting these shows together artistically has been such a beautiful process for him, and can't wait to unleash it. He has a new album that is getting ready to come out, and they've released probably 6 or 7 songs from it. And we're going to try one of those. Zac Brown Band, I vividly remember when they broke out with Chicken Fried.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard Zac Brown and the Foundation, and the harmonies, the sound of it, it was so refreshing.
Yes.
That sound that he brought. It was real country harmony. It just felt real, you know?
It just made you smile.
It truly did. It's what I was looking for at the time. And he's continued to have a very interesting career. And I think it's overlooked a lot of times because he will dabble into different genres. He had a rock band called Sir Roosevelt that I bought their album. And it was just and I've heard him do big band Frank Sinatra covers.
Really? Really?
Just absolutely beautiful. Huh. So I'm curious to hear this. This is new from Zach Brown Band. It's called Give It Away. And let's see if we think this is smash or trash. You got it queued up, Micah? All right, here we go. Zach Brown Band, Give It Away. Give It Away. Susan, do you want to start out? What are your thoughts initially on that song?
You had talked about the harmonies in the Zach Brown Band, and I just relished the harmonies in this one, in the chorus. I thought that was wonderful. I thought it was probably hard to dance to because it's a little fast. But but to listen to, it's just very nice.
I agree with that. Sport Sprightly. From the get-go, and then delivers thoroughly with harmonies. Smash.
Yeah.
So, is that true?
True.
Okay, yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
I want to hear smash or trash from you. Micah, did you have any thoughts? You hate country music, so I don't even want to hear from you.
Well, I was just going to say, you know what I was saying to you off the air about the dogs? I take the exact opposite. I want to be kicked over I-25 after that.
Okay, we can take care of that.
I'm not speaking to you,
Micah. Yeah, totally understand that.
Nobody kicks dogs in my world.
Nope.
To be fair, chihuahuas.
As far as... There is a clause. We'll get into that.
Even chihuahuas.
But back to the song. What I love is the full band that Zach Brown brings. The fiddle sound, where you could hear that in there. I don't know if you picked it up, but my ears lit up. There was a tambourine in there towards the end, and I immediately thought of you, Susan, air tambourine. And there ain't a lot of opportunities for that anymore, but it does exist in that tune. It to me had the vibe of cruising along and listening to the Eagles. It very much had that kind of feel to it. Love Zach Brown, love his voice, love the harmonies, love the band. That's good stuff. Yeah. For me, Micah, smash that bad boy.
Smash! Yeah.
You go smash, too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, give me a little country.
Yes. Let's see. What do we have here? HVAC guy, toe tap and country rock. Don't like the chorus, which was kind of off tone. Not into the vocals at all. Not strong enough. Trash.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. I always like hearing from him. That's what's great. Husker fan says smash. Agree with that. Faith. Love real instruments. Smash. I am so with you when right now topping the country chart is an AI-produced song.
Ouch.
And to me, trash all the way. You can never do that. Also, Faith chiming in said, I tuned in a little late. So sorry if we've already talked about a series to stream. Peacock's All Her Fault. She says is so good.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were. Got another smash coming in now. It seems so far overwhelmingly we're going smash on that one.
Yeah, it's
all right.
Good.
We'll
overwhelmingly,
come back.
Mike is wrong
as usual. We'll just wrap up this hour next and get ready for Wine at 9. Where, Susan?
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Eight fifty. Time change.
What time is
9:58.
It?
9:58. Oh, we missed Wine at 9. It's over.
Oh.
This is going to be fun. Looking forward to Wine at 9. See, Kevin McFarlane is back. Glad to have him. Cody, the weather guy. Denver and Front Range weather. Cody Wilson. I think I hear him wandering in as well, so we're going to have a great time. Susan, you're going to hang around. We're going to try a bottle of wine I brought back from California.
Twisting my arm for that. Yeah. I can't wait to taste that.
You are such a trooper.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to know what your favorite wines are.
Well, and I have not tried this one that I bought. I bought it blind, but I loved the winery. So we'll dive into all that as well. Coming up in the next hour, Wine at 9 coming your way next with the usual gang back together. And Susan, so much fun. I believe last time you said you couldn't feel your face. So I look forward to this. All right. Wine at 9 next. Where, Susan?
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310, KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.